Mr. Martin asked if they were ready, and straight away George began. "Emily, why are you mad at me?" he said. I had the page from the script in my lap. Emily blinked. Clearly, she was mad at George, but she struggled to decide whether or not to tell him. Then she turned and looked at Mr. Martin. She shielded her eyes with her hand the way you see people do in the movies when they're talking to directors out in the audience. But since there were no stage lights to squint into, the gesture failed. "I wasn't ready," she said.
"Not to worry," Mr. Martin said. "Just start again."
I imagined him talking to people about car insurance, life insurance, how State Farm would be there if their home burned to the ground. I bet he made it easy for them.
"Emily, why are you mad at me?" George said again.
She looked at George like she might kill him, then turned back to Mr. Martin. "He can't just start like that," Emily said. "I have to be ready." I didn't understand what was happening. And then I did. She had lost. Like a horse that stumbles straight out of the gate. She hadn't even started, and it was over.
"We can do it again," Mr. Martin said. "No matter."
"But it does matter." Would she cry? That's what we were waiting to see.